We got a special treat.
Al
and the Trans-Americans.
Chris Burrows, everyone! Sorry if I was a little bit caustic in trying to rise y'all this morning. But I just wanted to welcome our friend Xavier here. You guys all enjoy a set? Yeah. Xavier came all the way from Australia. This is his first tour of the United States. And we ran into each other in Denver not long ago. And frankly, we were kind of blown away. It was great. Whoops. Okay, you can unmute the acoustic now. When I get big, I'm gonna get an electric guitar. All right, this next song is a relatively new song. It's a song that I wrote sort of as an addendum or a sequel to David Byrne's song Once in a Lifetime. It's another post-midlife crisis song, and it's called Everything Here. thinking just the other day how you just up and went away. I've been drinking just to pass the day. Ain't it funny how time fades to gray? Did you find the answer to your questions and realize the rules to the game? Did you live and learn all of life's lessons? Cause everything here is just saying, oh, everything here is insane. Were you living in another part of the world? In a shotgun shack with a Cadillac with someone else's girl? Just spontaneous and one night stand. Are there rocks and stones and lots of bones and diamonds in the sand and water underneath the land? Did you find the answer to your questions and realize the rules to the game? Did you live and learn all of my senses? Cause everything here is the same.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Oh man, good way to start off the day. All right, so for this next song, we have a very special guest. It's her first time ever like performing in front of an audience. I just want to kind of make everybody aware of how special this is. When we first met, I discovered that she'd written about 75 songs, about 76 of which were better than the songs that I had written. and at some point, we'll get to the details later. But my wife Diane and I have started recording a bunch of these songs. We've been working on it at home. What's up, sweetie pie? How you doing? This is my daughter, Ayla. It's a real family affair. So we're going to have my wife, Diane, come up and sing a couple of songs with us. Give her a nice big hand. Like I said, it's your first time, so be kind to her. Go easy on her.
Okay.
If you could all turn around and face the other way for the next two songs, that would be great.
The beautiful view. Over
there. No, this doesn't sound right. We've got to do this right if we're going to do this at all. While I'm tuning my guitar, I also wanted to mention that on Thursday, we're actually going to embark on an East Coast Trans-Americans tour. We start in Buffalo on Thursday, and then head over to Boston, and then down to Atlanta and back. We're doing 10 shows in 10 days, and then we're going to finish up with Jam Nation on the Sunday. But we'd like nothing more than to have you all come out.
It was a Saturday in the month of June, and they were down by the lake again, and he was humming his favorite tune. She was a runaway from the Catholic school. She had an army bag and a messy one and a big balloon.
whole thing kind of started, and I've told the story before. I'd gotten this four-track recorder, and this is when Mo, all the guys in Mo were living in the same house in Albany, and we were touring about 250 to 300 days a year at this point. And so we'd go on tour, and we'd play for like 2 weeks, then we'd come home, and we'd load all the stuff down into the basement, and we'd practice for 2 days, and we'd put it all back in the van, and then we'd drive to Montana and back, and then do the same thing all over. And we're doing this year round. And so on one of those trips, I scored a four-track recorder, and we had like a day and a half at home, and I just had to make this thing work to see if it worked. So I started just playing a couple of things. I laid down a couple of chords and a bass part and like a lead guitar part, and then we had to go on tour. And Diane had all these songs that she had recorded on this crappy little, like, you know, mono, you know, dictation sort of recorder. So I gave her the four-track machine, and I was like, here, take this, record all of your songs in a proper demo kind of way. And I left that tape in there, and I'd completely forgotten about it. When I came back, she had turned it into a song, and this was the song. Of course, we went and screwed it all up, and it went a little something like this.
On its way.
Alright, this next song is a song about the place where I live, which many of you know is probably just a stone's throw from here. I've been all over this country, and it's a beautiful place, but it's just a song celebrating how much I love upstate New York. Just while we're getting ready, I just wanted to mention something else that some of you folks may not know. On the cover of the Trans Americans album, there's a picture of some windmills. And those windmills are probably about, it's probably a good hour from here, a good 45 minutes anyway from here. Interesting story behind the windmills. The guy who put up the windmills was a longtime family farmer. His farm had been in the family for 75 years. He was sort of struggling to make it, you know, as a small independent farmer without sort of cashing in and building a big hog factory or something. And turns out he was close enough to the grid, to the main lines where, and was in the right position where he put up these windmills. And they put up six windmills there, these gigantic, beautiful windmills. They look awesome. They look like the cover of a Pink Floyd album or something. And and now they're powering 10,000 homes in this area annually, and it's all completely non-destructive energy. Now, the thing is, the group that does it is called Green Mountain Energy, and it's a national company. And y'all ought to look into this when you get home, because you can sign up with Green Mountain Energy. We did this ourselves recently, and we pay like maybe an extra $1.50 a month or something, but all of our energy for our home still comes through the regular grid, but we're being powered just by wind and hydropower, and that's it. So you can sign up for this. So go to greenmountain.com and see if you can do it locally, and keep these areas beautiful, I guess, and you know, support your local farmers, I guess, at the same time. So. All right, without further ado. Guys, I'm calling an audible. Let's just move on. Let's skip one and go to the next. Yeah, so we'll keep the instrumentation the same. For the sake of practicality. All right. One last lecture, and then we'll get on to some more music. Earlier this month, I was out in Colorado, and I played this next song for the first time. This is a song that I wrote for. This is a song that I wrote for my daughter. Her name is Ayla. The song is called Blue Eyed Angel. It's sort of a companion piece to Blue Eyed Son. We just found out recently that our daughter Ayla is mildly autistic, there's not really a lot known about autism, and there's an overwhelming number of kids who are being diagnosed as having autism these days. The numbers are just like off the chart. You know, it's increased like 10% in the last couple of years, and they don't know why it's happened. They don't know if it's antibiotics or if it's coming from immunity shots, or if it's coming from GMOs, or if it's coming from other stuff in the air, or if it's a genetic thing that was, you know, planted in our gene pool, you know, 20 years ago. But the fact of the matter is that we need to do a lot more research to figure out what's going on and to get these kids back on track. And it's such a wide spectrum, you know. In Ayla's case, it's very mild, but she's still got it. And it's kind of like dyslexia. She's going to have it for the rest of her life. But they learn a workaround for it, which is a good thing. But, you know, there's a lot more money that needs to go into these programs. So the reason I bring this up is because here at the Modown, I've kind of dumped off all of my Al 1 shirts. And I'm just selling them all for $5. And all of the money from the shirts is going to go to autism research. So if, even if you need an oil rag, buy a shirt, the money's going to go to autism research. And it's just $5. And we appreciate it. Thank you. Don't stay away from your home. This next song is one you might recognize called Can't Seem to Find.
Thank you.
work out just swell. We're just going to do a couple more tunes, get things cleaned up here, and then Mo's going to come on out and make your heads explode. Let me just introduce the band. As you're probably aware, Eric Locklear from Strange Folk, who commonly plays with the Transamericans, is busy this weekend doing Garden of Eden. And sadly, Strange Folk is doing their last Garden of Eden, as far as we all know. So Reed's actually up there, and the boys from Dexter Grove are playing. They're having a big send-off this weekend. So we wish him well, but he'll be on the tour with us when we do that. Without further ado, on bass, Mitch Getz. Mitch was the guy who accompanied me on the whole L1 tour. On pedal steel and banjo, Mr. Gordon Stone. And on the B3 and other various tinkly things over there, Kirk Uhas from Free Beer and Chicken. And on the drums, Mr. Debbie Amico. Thank you. Mo's gonna be up in just a second.